that out of your system. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to propose the first toast of the evening to our managing director, Mr. Marx. It is very rarely the occasion arises when we can entertain our managing director, and we all feel very honored that he has accepted our invitation to be our guest here on this very auspicious occasion. We all know why we are gathered here this evening, and that is to say farewell to Mr. Marx on the occasion of his retirement. And this represents quite a milestone in the history of the company. Never have I had a harder job to say farewell on behalf of you all to one whom we respect so much. As I address you, my thoughts and feelings are very mixed. We, the staff of the company, have been welded into a very close-knit big family, and we all regret very much that we are to lose the head of the Kayser family. On the other hand, we should be happy knowing that Mr. Marx is so very deserving of a well-earned rest after his many years of a very full business life. And I say full, ladies and gentlemen, because I do believe that Mr. Marx has lived Kayser since his 41 years of association with them. It was back in his early manhood days, the Australian representative of Julius Kayser and Company, New York. He has shortly after we commenced manufacturing operations in Australia. It is only since then that most of us have had the pleasure of really knowing him. There are some of my colleagues, or our colleagues, here this evening whose associations date back very many more years than my humble 24. I think even up to 33 years that some have had the pleasure of working with Mr. Marx. I heard Mr. not so very long ago made 13 trips overseas. And I can assure you, my friends, that these trips are not all milk and honey. They call for very many personal sacrifices. And as one who knows, they are very arduous, but nevertheless extremely necessary to keep abreast of all that is going on overseas. Mr. Marx has been a very successful trader. and his untiring efforts have built up a which without doubt is a real monumental effort which does him great credit. With his great organizing ability he has built up a fine organization which has expanded from one building of three stories employing about 150 people. As you know them, employing close on 1,000 people. There's a lot of people here tonight that can go back with me and remember those early days. This expansion has been created, of course, by the ever-increasing demand and popularity of the company's products. I know, my friends, that Mr. Marx is not unmindful of the very important part that you, as his staff, have played in his success. And you have always proved very loyal to one who has proved very loyal to you. We all know how willing our managing director has been to attend and support our social functions. And by so doing, he has promoted the happy atmosphere which exists throughout the whole organization today. It is by these acts of friendliness that makes for stronger team spirit. May I also, ladies and gentlemen, on your behalf, extend to Mrs. Marx and Mrs. Heyman a very warm welcome, and to say how pleased we are that they have come along to be here with Mr. Marx tonight. They have, over many, many years, shown great interest in the company and its fortunes, particularly the welfare of the staff. And so, Mr. Marx now officially retires from the active management of Julius Caesar, Australia. I know not what he intends to do in his days of retirement. I know very well that he is become a very keen bowler.
Very bad one.
To mine, there's a kitty in it.
What devil is it?
And that on the nice bright Saturdays, whether it be at Flemington, Moonee Valley, he does like to go along there for a little recreation.
Won't be able to afford it.
And there is an affinity between bowls and racing, as they both are associated with the turf. Which recalls something I heard not so very long ago, that the president of a certain bowling club, when he was speaking to his people one night, that he referred to bowls as the game of kings and the king of games, and racing as the king of sport of kings and the king of sport. And this association of game and sport confused him a little, and when he was called on to propose the toast of the king, he asked the pianist to strike up a few bars of the Grand National. I got that one over.
I was standing the favor.
It is nice to feel, my friends, that Mr. Marx is carrying on as deputy chairman of the board of the company. And that means that we will have the opportunity of seeing him on occasions. And more important, that we will benefit in his capacity in regard to his great knowledge of our business. He leaves on the crest of the wave at the very height of the company's career, and therefore no man could leave an organization with greater pride and satisfaction of knowing a job has been well and faithfully carried out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask Mr. Schilling to support this toast.
Mr. and Mrs. Marx, Mrs. Hyman, Mr. Loding, I can quite agree with Mr. Loding's remarks in proposing this toast. How hard it is even to support it, because whilst I am deeply conscious of the honour of being able to support the toast of our managing director, likewise I am deeply conscious, and I'm sure all you people here this evening are, of the fact that we do say au revoir to our managing director, Mr. Ian Marx, this evening. He has been, as Mr. Loding has told you, 41 years introducing, directing, and rousing on us occasionally, and promoting Kaiser products. And looking back this evening, he is the man who introduced full fashion hosiery into Australia, and the only man still at the helm of the company. And I think that is a record to be proud of. We, many of us who have been with him for a long time, have seen the rise of his company. I can go back just a mere 32 years, but somebody beats me, actually. Mr. Loding, I said he lived it. Not only did he live it, ladies and gentlemen, he breathed it. And dash it all, he made you breathe it. And you believed in it. I could give you an instance of that. In my first visit to Melbourne, I was just married. Yes, I got married. I don't look like it, do I, really? And we were 3 days on the way, motoring down here. And when we got to Melbourne, Whatever your plan says, I'm not going to tell him. On the way, when we got here, we arrived at Chevron, very beautiful suite and everything. I think I got the other expenses, I'm not too sure. And there's a note there. Mr. Max wants to see you urgently. Well, it's my bride for 3 days, and I thought, well... And I conjured up a picture of Mr. Max. I thought, you lose, Haddock. I'll go see the bus. That's really not quite true, but in the 30s, 31s, that was depression days. And I wonder how many of us around this table realize that we're a happy family, realize those days, what this company has actually been through under the direction of Mr. Marx. A First World War, then a depression, then another World War, and here, at his retiring age, on the crest of a wave still. What a company. What a managing director.